Okay, now who really wants to be a millionaire? Because there is a cockroach out there that could make you one. A group of pest control companies from 13 states have gotten together a contest to generate some publicity, and as you can see, it's working. Whoever finds the roach bearing the grand prize number on its back wins $1 million. The exterminators have numbered 350 cockroaches in all with tiny barcodes. The contest, which started Monday and goes through June, offers lesser prizes, including 14 Volkswagen Bugs. Al Hoffer owns a pest control company in Coral Springs, Florida. Last week, he drove around in an unmarked car releasing roaches in his service area, generating the obvious first question, isn't that illegal?
I doubt it.
There should be a law against it.
Well, actually, when I put the roaches out, I didn't put them on private property, so we're not intruding on anyone's privacy, but we did put them in population areas, and they may crawl on a sidewalk or up a side of a house or wherever where someone will see it.
And squish it.
And well, exactly. But now, before they squish, they'll look.
Is a squished one, does it hurt the barcode?
No. Once the barcode's on, it's like a piece of plastic. I think if a bird ate the thing, it might ingest it and ruin it, but squishing shouldn't mess up the barcode.
You have to excuse me.
But these things are distributed, like I say, in my particular area of South Florida. We covered like 10 cities and distributed roaches randomly throughout those cities.
So is the idea also that you're doing a public service? Because if you publicize the fact that you've put out these barcoded roaches and they're worth something, people will be like collecting for every roach you put out 100 roaches?
That's exactly. What's going to happen is we expect to get thousands of roaches in each city.
Oh.
So in essence, we're donating 350 roaches to gain back thousands.
Right.
It brings an awareness to roaches in a serious vein. National Pest Control Month is in June.
Ah.
And the contest runs through the end of June. So it sparks an interest in an otherwise kind of obscure insect.
Yeah. Well, what we really wanted to know was, how do you get teensy-weensy barcodes on the backs of roaches?
That's an interesting question, and if I had known how difficult it was, I would have videotaped it. We had a heck of a time. We did it last week in my office.
What do you have to do, like hold them down?
Yeah. you hold the legs? No, it's somewhat simple, and what you do is you take a number of roaches in a small container, put them in the refrigerator, and the cool air slows them down. Now they're kind of like just half dazed. You have the tiny barcodes. We used surgical glue because super glue kills them. And a tiny drop of surgical glue on their back or their stomach. By that time, the roach begins to wake up, and you put him in his little individual container, and you're ready to go. But this is fun. This is the most fun I've had with roaches in my life. Killing bugs is not an exciting job.
Hmm. Well, you should know.
Yeah, I mean, really, it's kind of, people don't even want to know what you do, and it's not something you go home and tell stories at dinner over. But this is fun. People know me already. They call me the Roach Man.
Well, just one last question. Do you think that $1 million, though, is pretty safe, that grand prize?
Tell you the truth, I would like to see somebody win it. But certainly the odds have to be hundreds of thousands to one. It's better than the lottery, and it's a lot more fun.
Well, I guess that depends on how you define fun, but thanks very much for talking to us.
Okay.
Al Hoffer of Al Hoffer's Pest Protection.
Coral Springs, Florida.